Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning, and happy day, friends and listeners. We bring you another engrossing Sunday Dharma Talk by renowned, venerable Prat Thep Yanamangkon. Prat Thep Yanamangkon, or as he is called by close laypersons, Tan Jakun Thep, or Luang Pa, is one of Thailand's most revered meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. Now on a third term as national coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand, he is also the deeply beloved abbot of Wat Luang Pa Sot, Dhammakaya Ram, in Damnern Saduak's district of Ratchaburi province. Venerable Jakun Thep has received honorary doctorates from both Mahajulalongkorn Ratchavithialaya University and Mahamangkut University. He was also bestowed with the Gold Award for outstanding contribution to the dissemination of Buddhism by the Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts and Culture in the year 2010. I'm Sakrapan Yemakdun from Thailand, and I will be your moderator today. Good morning to our friends and listeners. Namaskar krap. Prat Thep Yanamangkon. Welcome back. This is our 56th consecutive Sunday Dharma Talk. We anticipate more of your profound insights. Before we start, could you please begin by reviewing our last Dharma Talk?
Jurenporn, ladies and gentlemen, last month, we discussed about wise reflection through Dharma practices. Toward the flooding in Thailand, we focused mainly on Silatham and loving-kindness or metta, such as how to live together without quarrel or strife. Silatham and metta are the key and necessary ingredients. It is the Dhamma which the populace at large needs to practice happiness.
Thank you, Venerable Sir, for that concise summary of last month's Dharma Talk. What would you like to teach us today?
Beginning February, I would like to start a series of Prosperity of Life for Peace and Happiness. The series consists of Dharma principles for self-control, social solidarity, career achievements, good household, and good governance. This series will be published as a book sometime in July of 2012. If interested, please contact us at bmidharmacenter.org.
Thank you, Venerable Sir, for giving us yet another wonderful series of practical teachings. This week, let's start with Dharma principles for self-control.
Self-control conventionally means the follow virtues to lead one's life in proper way, for achieving success, for prosperity, and for more and more peace and happiness. Ultimately, it is a Dharma practice leading a practitioner to achieve the ultimate goal of paths or makkha, fruits or phala, and nibbana, the cessation of all sufferings. Self-control also refers to an ability to control one's actions in body, speech, and mind. Namely, one has developed the ability to follow good intentions based on righteousness, laws, and rules, legalized properly in accordance with time, environment, person, and place. In short, self-control means to behave oneself righteously and properly.
Thank you, sir. So self-control is a practice teaching. What are the Dharma principles we should follow to achieve it?
I would like to refer to the teachings of Lord Buddha for this question. The Dharma principles for self-control are mindfulness or sti, awareness or sampachanya, right wisdom or panya, moral shame, hiri, moral dread, otapa, moral restraint, sangvara and restraint of the sense, indriya sangvara.
Could you please explain those virtues one by one?
Thank you for your request. Mindfulness or state means to recall, restrain, withhold, or consider carefully and wisely whether or not an intended action is right or wrong, good or bad, beneficial or not beneficial, before acting or speaking. Additionally, if we think, speak, and or act wrongly due to a lack of mindfulness, one is thereby able to become aware of what he is doing. This is sampajanya, or awareness. Mindfulness and awareness are virtues of mental restraint. They must be accompanied with right wisdom. Right wisdom is the realization of natural phenomena and the Four Noble Truths of suffering, the causes of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the paths leading to cessation of suffering. As a result, a practitioner knows what is right and wrong, or good and evil, and does only good through bodily, verbal, and mental actions for prosperity, peace, and happiness. In practice, a practitioner should also develop moral shame and moral dread, both moral restraint as well as restraint of the senses. Because these virtues help reinforce the practice of self-control rooted in the virtues of mindfulness and awareness. As a result, the practitioner becomes more and more mindful of moral conduct in body, speech, and mind, leading more directly to success, prosperity, peace, and happiness. Moral shame and moral dread designate awareness of shameful and fearful, unwholesome deeds. Moral restraint means carefully observing physical, verbal, and mental restraints. And restraint of the senses means to restrain eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind when coming in contact with forms, sounds, smells, tastes, touch, and mental phenomena.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. Those virtues you have just clarified are very practical. If we all follow the Buddhist teachings, our society will become more and more peaceful. But in reality, it might be very difficult. So what would you like to say about social problems today?
Social problems in society today, such as drugs, genocide, corruption, power abuse, youth problems, adultery, or suicide, arising due to a dissatisfaction with life, are derived from lack of mindfulness, awareness, right wisdom, moral shame, moral dread, moral restraint, and restraint of the senses. How does Buddhism respond to such social problems? I would like to refer to the natural law of karma. Karma is an individual matter. One who does good will receive a good result, such as prosperity and peaceful happiness. One who does evil will receive an evil result, such as suffering from poverty, ill health, and or short life. According to the teachings of Lord Buddha, Yatisang vapate pichang, whatever seed one sows, tatisang lapate phalang, he will receive that result. Kalyanakari kalyanang, one who does good will receive good. Papakari cha papakang, one who does evil will receive evil. Akatang tukatang sayo, it is better not to do evil. Paccha tapati tukatang, because evil results in harm later. กตัญจสุกตังไสโยยังกตวานานุตัปปติ whatever deeds will not cause harm later are good deeds it is more noble to do so Buddhism is a practical teaching for developing the mind and wisdom and protecting a practitioner from evils the way leading to prosperity has been already indicated So, it depends on everyone's responsibility for the practice. Would like to end the topic with the most popular teaching of Lord Buddha. Sappapapassa akaranang. Avoid all evils. Kusala supasampatha. Cultivate good. Sacitta pariyotapanang. Purify the mind. Etang puttana sasanang. These three are the teachings of the Buddhas. In conclusion, based on the teachings, in order to achieve prosperity, peace, happiness, and the end of suffering, one must always do good through bodily action, speech, and mind by practicing generosity or dana, morality, sila, and meditation, bhavana, for purifying the mind. And developing right wisdom so that one realizes what is right or wrong through the benefit of mental training by oneself. The practices will give rise to mindfulness, awareness, right wisdom, moral shame to moral dread, moral restraint and restraint of the senses respectively. And these virtues will grow and develop through constant practice.
Venerable Sir, thank you for your insightful teaching concerning developing self-control. I heard that Wat Luangpo Sot will be having a special event on March 5, 6, and 7th. Is that true? What is it?
Yes, that is right. We have just received a rare collection of the seven major Buddha relics, which were not burned during the Buddha's cremation at Kushinara. Those seven are four wisdom teeth, one frontlet or frontal, the bone part of forehead, and two collarbones. Now, some of these appeared at Wat Luangpo Sot, Dhammakaya Ram. On March the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, 2012, the temple will let the people come to pay homage to some of these major relics of Lord Buddha. Also, I would like to say that we are building a Jetiya. The Jetiya is most important current project of Wat Luangpo Sot to enshrine these sacred Buddha relics, to pay reverence to Lord Buddha, and to prolong the life of Buddhism. The Jetiya is expected to become a major Buddhist pilgrimage site for paying reverence to sacred Buddhist relics. Right now, the construction is about 55% completed. I would like to invite everyone to come and make great merit by paying homage to these sacred Buddha's relics, as well as a donation to help us complete the Jetiya. You can follow the progression of the Jetiya and make a donation online at www.jetiya.org.
Wow, that is such amazing news. I read an article about great fortune for those who pay homage to the Triple Gem, as well as virtuous benefits of building a Jetiya for Lord Buddha. Could you please tell us that story, please?
Yes, it is true that great fortune arises for those who pay homage to the Triple Gems, resulting to peace, human and heavenly prosperities, and a successful attainment of Nibbana. The Triple Gem is the Buddha Gem, Doctrine Gem, and Sangha Gem. Here is a story from Bali Canon. Prasutta Bindiyadera, who is the Arahant or the Perfect One, recall his past life that he had put a piece of white cement to participate with Jetiya construction for enshrining the Buddha Siddhartha relics. As a result, he became joyful and said the following verse: "It is impossible to calculate how much meritorious it is for those who pay homage to Lord Buddha, a private Buddhas or noble disciples who deserve to be reverenced, who have overcome defilements, who have crossed sorrow and lamentation. It is impossible to calculate how much meritorious it is for those who pay homage to persons worthy of a stupa, who are seized and without any dangers. I, with pure mind, put a piece of white cement between sheets of bricks at the Jetiya of the Buddha Siddhartha, who is superb. Due to that good karma, I have never been in suffering worlds or Thukkati since 94th Kappa. This is result from restoration. At the 38th Kappa, I became a great righteous king, Chakravarti, named Patisankara, who prospered with 7 types of crystal 30 times. I have attained the following virtues are analytic insight, Patisampitta, deliverance, vimok, and supernormal power or apinya. I have completed the teaching of Lord Buddha. So, everyone do not miss this opportunity of paying homage to the sacred Buddha's relics at Wat Longphosot Dhammakaya Ram on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th March. Come join us to make the great merit."
Incredible. Just a piece of white cement to participate with Jetiya construction. What a great virtuous benefit. Anyway, time is running out. Today you're giving us another insightful talk. Thank you very much. I hope that we will be able to learn from you further next month. Now, could you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Mayang pante visung visung ratanakaya disarane nasaha pancha sila niya jama tutiyampi mayang pante visung visung ratanakaya disarane nasaha pancha sila niya jama tatiyampi mayang pante visung visung ratanakaya disarane nasaha pancha sila niya jama.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Panatipata veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Panatipata veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinna thana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Atinna thana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Musavata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura meraya maccha pamatathanaVeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Surameraya maccha pamatathana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs, which leads to carelessness.
Imani pancha sikkhapadani silena sukhating yanti.
Sathu.
Silena bhogasampadha.
Sathu.
Silena nipputing yanti. Tatsama silang visothaye.
Sathu.
Prostrate 3 times to the Buddha statue, if available. Now, we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use 2 aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these 8s, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still. When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahant. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head. Bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change. For example, from black to gray, which means anicchang. And then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and causes suffering or dukkhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belongs to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicchang, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijana tassana or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant, bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Prat Teb Yanamongkon. We reverently appreciate your superb meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosut any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Tama Talk.